If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.
This is Jack's Journal, an in-depth look at local issues that affect you and your community.
Hey there, welcome to Jack's Journal, and I'm Danielle Lee. One of the best things I absolutely love about this show is that I get to dip my toes into things I know absolutely nothing about, and I'm not ashamed to say that. As you all know, I am a huge mental health advocate, and honestly, I owe that from learning things from this show. The people that were coming in, their stories they were sharing with us, really changed my life along with the people who are already in my life to begin with. And once again, Jack's Journal has introduced me to a new topic, and that's crisis centers. Honestly, when I used to hear the word crisis centers, I'm not gonna lie, I cringed. I was one that really used what I saw on TV and in movies that shaped how I viewed that. But the group that I'm talking to today changed it all. Today, I am here with Susan from YCC, which is the Youth Crisis Center. Thanks so much for calling in today, Susan. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
No problem. So first things first, I know what the Youth Crisis Center is because I was given a tour there. But for our listeners who may be new to the area or just don't know, why don't you just give us a brief overview about what the Youth Crisis Center is?
Well, Youth Crisis Center was founded in 1974 as Florida's first runaway shelter. And since 1974, we have evolved to now really serving a variety of our community in terms of age group and children and families. We serve children in the five-county area, so Duval, Clay, Nassau, Baker, and St. John's County primarily. And we provide a variety of services, which includes our residential crisis care, which is really a respite service or an emergency shelter program, where children who are on the streets, potential victims of trafficking, or really just their family is not sure what to do, can bring children to our program here on the south side of Jacksonville to really try to figure out what led to the crisis and how we can better help their family. So it's a residential program that's short-term, and children receive counseling services on-site, academic instruction from the school system. We also offer services in the community for outpatient counseling. We have one program that is for specific mental health concerns that also treats parents who may be suffering from depression or anxiety, so we can work with those parents and their children as well. We offer counseling services directly in the schools and in the community, which is a service that's free of charge. We also offer a transitional living program for homeless young adults that are 18 to 21, and they will come to our campus. We have an apartment program where they will lease or have an apartment. They pay a little bit of rent for, learn life skills, have mental health counseling on site, teach them how to budget, how to maintain a household, and really trying to help them develop self-sufficiency skills.
So that was a mouthful of what you guys do and what you guys have to offer. And so for those of you guys who are listening, I actually went to visit YCC. That's what Youth Care Crisis Center, the Youth Crisis Center. And I actually met my Fitbit step goals just walking around. Your campus is huge over here on the south side.
Yes, it is.
So I just want to go ahead and jump right into the majority of the programs that you were talking about. I have the brochure right in front of me, and there is something called the residential crisis care. Do you mind going into detail about that and who that specifically targets?
Sure. That is a 34-bed program that serves children 10 to 17 years of age who may be on the streets, they may be homeless, running away, may have a volatile situation at home, and before something really bad happens between the child and the family members. It's an opportunity for them to come to our residential program and for us to really look at what is the crisis that's happening. They would stay on our campus. They would receive counseling services, recreational activities. We have school teachers from Duval County Public School that provides academic instruction on our campus. And the goal of that program really is to figure out what is the crisis, how to help the family resolve that, and reunify the family upon discharge. And 94% of our children who leave our program 6 months after they leave are still living with their family members. And so that's huge when we do our follow-ups to find out that the program is working, where the children are coming in. The family may be kind of broken, if you will, in terms of their emotional state, trying to resolve this conflict, and then the child reunites with their parents. And so that's on our campus. That program is free of charge. It's funded through the Department of Juvenile Justice primarily. And it's a wonderful program where folks who are not sure what to do can come in. It never closes. We're open 24/7. They also handle crisis calls, so if folks are calling in just not sure what service they might need, we're always open to be able to help those families and give them some direction.
So how do you find these kids that do run away or say they're homeless or something? How do you reach out to those children? Do they come to you most of the time? Does somebody make you aware of them? How does that work?
So for children that may be on the streets or maybe running away, law enforcement often is the agency that brings children to us. They may say that we found this child in this particular area. They're not feeling safe to return home, or we're not sure what to quite do, and so they bring the child to us. We also are an affiliate with a national program called National Safe Place, and so there are these diamond-shaped signs around our community, yellow and black, that say Safe Place. And so that program is one that if a child runs to one of those businesses, then they know the steps to get in touch with us to let us know that there is a child that's on the run. We are embedded deeply in our community, and so a lot of our referrals come from the schools or state attorney's office or parents that just hear about us through word of mouth or visit our website just looking up crisis or looking up, you know, little words, you know, for help. And so they come multiple ways. We might have friends that say, I know of someone that may be in need of your help, and how can they best get in touch? And then we'll have that 24-hour crisis line that can answer questions and determine if residential is the appropriate placement for them.
And you mentioned they can call this crisis number for help. Do you mind giving us that number? I don't believe I asked for it earlier.
Sure. It's 904-725-6662.
All right. And also I wanted to just backtrack some more because this offers so much to these children. You mentioned that teachers from Duval County Public Schools come in and teach. Obviously, school just got back in session. So is this something that teachers are around all year since you guys offer this program, you know, 365? Or is school the same way as normal school sessions here in the county?
The school operates based off the Duval County Public School calendar. So, you know, when the school resumes is when our school resumes. When they have holidays, we're on holiday. If they're testing, we're testing. So it mirrors everything that Duval County Public Schools is doing. So while the children are here, this environment is optimal for these children because we have a youth care staff member that's present. We have therapists that are able to receive feedback from the school teachers. So if we have a child that may be struggling, we can receive that information and take that information back to the parent who may in turn be able to take it back to the school to say, I'm wondering if this might be something that we need to look into and explore for a better opportunity in the instruction level. So they do receive grades. They do receive their attendance. All of those records are maintained at Duval County Public Schools. So regardless of what county they come in, they will be attending the school here. So they do count their attendance, and so they are here. So they're not marked absent, but rather they're marked present because they are part of our school sector. Once the child leaves, then the parent just re-enrolls them back over into their home school. So they really just need to talk with their county individually to determine, you know, what is necessary for them to come back in. So our teachers are excited. They just returned when instruction started here on Monday. So we have 4 part-time instructors. And this is a wonderful collaboration that we have, and we're so thankful for Duval County Public Schools to offer this opportunity because it's really important. If our mission is to serve children and families and help them grow and help them become, you know, better citizens in our society and looking at their attendance and their grades, which is a huge part, then they should be continuing that while they're in our program so we can better understand their needs. You know, how are things affecting their grades? We have a lot of children that come to us that are not doing well in school for various reasons, and that really gives the therapist an opportunity to address those concerns. We also serve children who are truant. So while they're here, they can get back into a better structure of attending school because it's not an option. If they're in school, they go to school. And so then we're able to assist them so that when they leave here, they can continue that structure and receive whatever guidance they need to get back into their school.
Awesome. So we've covered the education part of this program, but I also see a member share that you guys, you've received the following during their stay at YCC, and it goes on to say life management and social skill activities. What's all that about?
So we offer five groups a week that through our children that will they'll work through various curriculums that we have that helps them really understand how to relate to other kids, how to get along, healthy boundaries, self-esteem, you know, how to be successful. And so it's just an integral part of what we do. So they receive therapeutic groups from the therapist that may identify different aspects, whether it's grief and loss or depression or anxiety. And then we also offer the life skills, life management groups in addition that has more of a educational component to them where they're learning different skill sets to better their outcome.
All right. Now, moving on, that was the residential crisis care that we just talked about. Looking at Touchstone Village, this seems to target the young adults ages 18 to 21.
Correct. Yes. This program, and we will be increasing our age to 24, but currently is 21. We're really working with those young adults who either are homeless for a variety of reasons, or they may be in the extended foster care program and do not quite have the skill sets to live self-sufficiently in the community, meaning an apartment or renting a house or owning a home. And so through our apartment program, the young adults really they're partnered up with a transition specialist. And she works with them to teach them a variety of life skills. As I mentioned, you know, it could be financial literacy, household management, how to just simply go grocery shopping, hygiene, how to apply for a job, how to maintain a job. So there's just a variety of training that we provide that helps these young folks grow up to be successful adults. So the goal is self-sufficiency, and not just moving out, but moving into a safe, stable environment where they're not just, you know, continuing the cycle of homelessness, but they are able to find themselves, you know, whether it's attending school and or becoming employed and maintaining themselves safely in the community.
You know, you said ages, it stops at age 21 right now, but you're looking to move it to 24. Why is the age stopped at 21? Is there a reason for that?
We looked at the extended foster care age, and at the time when we established Touchstone Village, that's where extended foster care aged out, was at 21. But we have some new opportunities that we're looking at in our community and realizing that young folks, you know, still may be in need of some additional support even beyond the age of 21. So we're looking at making that expansion very soon.
Awesome. Now, when I came to the campus not too while ago, I loved everything. My heart was incredibly so full when I went to visit. But the SNAP program, that was something that just the whole idea of the SNAP program just brought a smile to my face. Do you mind explaining to our audience what the SNAP is?
Absolutely. SNAP stands for Stop, Now, and Plan. It's an evidence-based program actually from Canada that the Department of Juvenile Justice is piloting in our state. And they selected Duval County, or Circuit 4, rather, to be one of the four piloted sites. And it is a 13-week evidence-based group model that works with children and their families, really to help the young folks better channel their emotional instability or their aggression or outbursts. What I love about this is the family component. So, you know, at times we end up providing services really to just the children, and, you know, for a variety of reasons, it's hard to bring the families in. But this program requires the families to participate. And so this is a program that is gender-based, so meaning that we might have a group of just boys, we might have a group of just girls that are ages 6 to 11. And within that group, we're teaching these young folks, you know, how do you lessen the amount of aggression that you're showing. You know, when you get frustrated, are you just punching someone or something, or are you learning to take a step back and come up with some different techniques very quickly so that you don't end up with a really bad result, which could be you getting into trouble in some regard. And while we're working with the children, we're also holding a class for the parents. So we're helping them to better understand what is your child going through and how can you also help them become successful in this endeavor of teaching them to lessen their level of aggression and helping the family members be supportive of their children as they're going through this process. And while we're providing the group, we also provide child care. And so these groups are held on our campus on the south side. It's free of charge, 13 weeks, and then we do a little graduation at the end. And this past graduation was remarkable where it was a girls group, And we had two of our young ladies that are residents in Touchstone Village who just graduated high school. And they actually came and shared their story to the children that participated in the SNAP program. And so here you have these young children, 6 to 11, now looking at these young adults who also went through some various concerns in their life and traumatic episodes. And they were able to relate, to say, oh, my gosh, these young adults now, they just finished school. They just graduated, and I can do this. And so we went through a little graduation ceremony with them, dressed up the little girls in caps and gowns and had them emulate as if they graduated. So it's a great program with great successes. You know, it's a data-driven program where we can show outcomes of how you're having a better connection with these children, with their family members.
Awesome. I just loved everything about it. And what's the feedback you get when you, you know, work with the parents and you work with the children? What is the feeling coming out of those classes like?
The feeling is that they have their child back. They're realizing maybe their child is going through something or has gone through something and they weren't quite sure what. But to see them walk out of group and hug each other and just act as a family that is reconnected, there is no prouder moment than to see that. We're also getting feedback from our teachers who are writing notes to parents, letting them know, we're not quite sure what's going on with your child, but we do see a huge improvement in their academics, in their behavior performance. You know, they're doing very well. Whatever it is, keep it up. We did receive a letter from a teacher that wrote that note. So the parent may not have shared exactly what they were going through, but the teachers are noticing a big change. And from that, we now also offer SNAP in schools. And so we have about 4 schools that we're targeting, elementary schools, where we will provide SNAP services directly to an entire class for 13 weeks. And so that idea is that if you can help change a child, you can help change a classroom, maybe you can help address some concerns in the schools that would eventually lead maybe to less bullying and less admission or referrals to the Department of Juvenile Justice.
Okay, awesome. So I'm just kind of gathering all this information right now. We have the SNAP program, and then you have the residential crisis care, and then the Touchstone Village. It seems like you guys are really trying to make sure you cover all grounds and targeting everybody who may need that help.
We are, and you know, we've added a program that actually serves children even younger, but we're really realizing that we can offer so many services to our community for all age groups. You know, and their parents. You know, if you help a parent, you can potentially help a child and vice versa. So we really are trying to become a very connected campus where we can serve pretty much anybody that is in need. And if we don't, we've got wonderful partners in our community that we can make referrals or recommendations for other services. But we really are trying to be very comprehensive in the scope of work that we offer and provide.
All right. Awesome. I'm looking at the brochure again, and I really think we've covered pretty much the majority of these programs in the safe place. So I'm curious, what is the future right now looking for the Youth Crisis Center? What events do you guys have coming up?
We have an event. YCC has recently undergone a repurposing of our brand, if you will, and our focus really now is looking at folks that have been impacted by traumatic life events. And really trying to have the community understand what is trauma, what does that look like, how does it impact someone. And something traumatic could be anywhere from abuse and neglect to a divorce to financial to losing a home. You know, things happen, and we want them to know that those things that do happen, that there's help out there for them. And so we will be having an event in late September to address why are we making this change. And to, you know, just really share what YCC is, where are we going, and then we have a new program collaboration that we want to share where we're partnering with Jasmine and Changing Homelessness to open an emergency shelter for up to 9 young adults who are homeless that primarily identify as LGBTQ.
You guys are just doing so much, just covering all age groups, and you're even, you know, even going beyond the age groups and just going with, you know, what is the need here in Jacksonville and really trying to cater to that need, it seems like.
We are. We're really trying to stay relevant. We're trying to ensure that we're meeting the needs of our community, and if there is a need out there, who or how can we best ensure that folks have access to care? And have access to care in a timely fashion. And so we just are really trying to provide a great variety that can really meet all of our, all or most of the needs. And if not, as I mentioned, we, you know, make referrals for certain services.
I'm looking right now at the brochure, and I I feel like we've pretty much covered everything, but I just knew we were leaving out one key topic, and that is, where are you guys located? How can people call you guys? And, like, if there's somebody listening right now, it's like, I really need to get in touch with these people. How can they do that?
Our address is 3015 Parental Home Road. We're on the south side of Jacksonville. We have our crisis number is 904-725-6662. We also have a toll-free number, 1-877-720-0007. Our website is www.ycc.org. As I mentioned, we never close. Folks can call up, let us know what's going on, how can they be of assistance. Our staff are trained to know what service might be best appropriate for the individual. They live out of county. We certainly offer services in their county. And so we can make some recommendations of how we can best help you. We offer a mental health counseling program as well for children as young as 3 and up, and that's on our campus here as well as in St. John's and Clay County. So if folks are suffering from mental health issues or just not sure if they really have a mental health concern, give us a call and we can best link you with what program is necessary.
And you mentioned you guys never close. I know we've talked about this before, but have you guys ever just in the middle of the night, somebody has came to you guys looking for help? Is that something that generally happens, or do you guys usually get those people coming in during the day?
No, we have the highest volume of referrals is on our second shift, which is 3 to 11, but we have certainly had intakes all hours of the night.
Awesome, Kim. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me, especially while I'm here in this very busy newsroom of ours. Is there anything else that you think we may have missed or just didn't touch on at all?
I just really want to thank all of our supporters and our partners, because if it wasn't for them, you know, there's a lot of children in need. There's a lot of families in our community that are in need. And it's just it's a fantastic sense to be able to call up another organization or call up another partner of ours and to say, you know, we have the situation and how can we pull together the resources to help a family. So very appreciative of that. We're always here to encourage folks to, if you have a question about something that you're seeing, you're not sure of, you might wonder, it's just always best to pick up the phone, give us a call, check out our website, and just let us help guide you.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much once again for talking with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
No problem. And a big thanks to all of you guys for listening. Once again, this is Jack's Journal, and I'm Danielle Lee. We'll talk again same time next week.
You've been listening to Jack's Journal, a production of News 104.5 WOKV.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.